It's Monday, the 6th of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. Capitec, one of South Africa's largest banks, warned in May that the COVID-19 shutdown would dent earnings, but the full effect of South Africa's strict lockdown on the bank's books took investors by surprise. On Friday, Capitec announced that profits were likely to plunge by a staggering 70%. Its customers, many low-income earners, have been unable to find funds to keep up with loan repayments. Capitec was among the corporates urging the government to relax lockdown restrictions to boost business activity. Islamic State is threatening the development of a natural gas project that could transform an impoverished area in Mozambique, and it is also a risk to stability in southern Africa. The gas project, led by Total SA, is under the guard of dozens of soldiers clutching AK-47s and grenade launchers, says Bloomberg. Earlier this month, Foreign Policy warned that Mozambique shares borders with Malawi, South Africa, Eswatini, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Tanzania, all members of SADC, a 16-country economic bloc collectively worth $721 billion. It said that if the insurgency is not checked soon, it could spread throughout the region, threatening the peace and stability of the other member states. The $23 billion project to export Mozambique's natural gas to Europe and Asia has been described by international analysts as Africa's biggest investment. For more on that, visit biznews.com. There is enough evidence to get some ANC leaders into the dock for state capture. That's according to constitutional law expert Pierre DeVos and journalist Max Dupreer. They set out the details in a BizNews webinar hosted by Linda van Tilburg.
The Zondo Commission, they are finding some evidence. So if we can get the hawks to do their job, at least some of that evidence could be used to prosecute one or more of the big guys. So it might not be a complete waste if that is the route they take, because that evidence that are uncovered before Zondo, the prosecuting authority can take that, use that as a starting point for a further investigation. The problem is that the really big fish, the evidence against them is not as clear, it's not as solid, because they use middlemen. Jacob Zuma always got somebody else. He never wrote anything down. It's always a phone call or whatever. And so it is not so easy. There's not like a magic bullet that is going to get him nailed. We all know that there's a huge problem there, but the way that they work is that it's usually the one level down who doing the dirty work. And so that makes it more difficult for anybody of real significance to be prosecuted. If I had to put my money on anyone, it would be Ace Magashule.
I see no world where Ace Magashule will not be prosecuted. And I'm sure if they really refuse to prosecute him, although Harry Nell will pull something out of the bag. The prima facie evidence against Ace Magashule is just too big. And it's not only the Estina Milk dairy farm. There are lots of stories. I think the evidence against Osebenzi Zwane is overwhelming because it was blatant. He was personally involved in procuring stuff for the Guptas. But then you get to Bosasa. There's some low-hanging fruit, I would say.
For more on the state capture lineup, visit BizNews Premium, where you will find an in-depth package on the state capture rogues gallery. The South African Central Bank has issued a 3.45 billion rand guarantee to bail out the Corporation for Public Deposits. This is a government investment arm which has been hit by surging defaults at state agricultural lender Land Bank. As Bloomberg reports, the issue adds a further strain on state finances as the government props up its main power utility Eskom and airline SAA, which were already struggling before the coronavirus crisis. The Corporation for Public Deposits, which purchased various debt instruments from the Land Bank, said it suffered a 2.8 billion rand loss in the 2019-20 financial year, which necessitated the central bank bailout. The Corporation for Public Deposits, which purchased various debt instruments from the Land Bank, said overall that it has suffered a 2.8 billion rand loss in the 2019-20 financial year, which has necessitated the central bank bailout. Finally, a look at how stocks were doing on the JSE at the close of the trading week. Redefine was among the top performers, gaining about 6.5%, while leading stocks down was Kumba Iron Ore, which shed just under 4%. The rand was trading at around 17 rand and 4 cents for one US dollar, 21 rand and 42 cents for one British pound, while 19 rand and 27 cents would get you 1 euro. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.